92CH.
Cooking
with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
The time is 20 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning from sunny southeast Queensland. And Kung Hai Fat Choi to you.
So it's only 20 minutes to 9 where you are. Okay.
Yes, I tell you what, it's a bit confusing. Every time you go over the border, you've got to remember that.
Absolutely. Chinese New Year, it's still on, isn't it?
Yes, Year of the Horse, and I'm at the family farm at the moment, and there's a white horse who's causing a bit of trouble. He kicks up his heels all the time. All this dust goes everywhere, and the other horses get rather scared, and he trod on my sister's toe yesterday and caused a bit of caused a bit of trouble. But I'm sitting here looking out through the mango tree onto this amazing plant. It's called a dragon fruit plant. It's like a sort of waterfall cactus plant. And these bulbous red fruit hang from the cactus. And it's called dragon fruit because it's sort of got scales coming off it like a dragon has. And the Chinese love this fruit at this time of the year because, of course, the dragon fruit is red. It has the red skin. And apparently, well, according to their beliefs, red scares away the evil spirits. Now, some of the dragon fruit at the farm are white inside and they've got those black flecks through them, like kiwi fruit, and others are this magnificent magenta, really bright red, and they have the black flecks through them too. And unless you keep the two plants separate, it's really hard to know which have the white inside and which are the red. I think the white ones, actually, for me, I know the Chinese love them, but they're rather bland, but the magenta ones are absolutely divine. And my sister actually has been making us dragon fruit daiquiris whilst we've been up here. Very exotic.
Wow.
But getting back to Chinese New Year, I went last week to the Chef's Gallery, which is in Bathurst Street opposite St Andrew's Cathedral. And I think if you ever walk past there, you'll notice that it's sort of big glass panels outside. And when you go into the restaurant, all along one side of the wall are glass panels. And you can sit there at a bar and watch chefs making long life noodles, which they're making, of course, at the moment because that's part of Chinese New Year. And one of them was making squid ink noodles. Another one was making roti because roti comes from the northwest of China. I was a bit surprised about that, actually. And if you book a table for 8 to 12 people, you can actually have the chef come over to your table and each guest at the table can help make the noodles. And so I got up last week and I'm trying to make these long life noodles and it reminded me of being in the school playground. You know, I don't know if you ever played Cat's Cradle. You probably didn't because you're male. And you use a piece of string and it sort of gets twisted around in your fingers. Well, so this is what I was doing with the noodles and they sort of kept falling away. But it was great fun. I had more success with the fish noodles, which you actually you pipe into boiling stock through a piping bag. So I was much better at that. But then one of the chefs came out and he actually sliced these sorghum noodles, a big sort of pastry block, and he sliced the noodles into the water whilst we're at the table. And I love the fish noodles. They were absolutely divine. And the long life noodles, too, were fantastic. So if you go along to Chef's Gallery, you can celebrate Chinese New Year. It finishes next Sunday. And if you book a table for 8 or up to 12 people, you can try your hand at making these noodles. And let me tell you, you're going to have a lot of fun.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, fantastic. And I got a recipe. I didn't get the recipe for the long life noodles because there's no way you could do that at home on your own. You really need to be shown and then practice. But I did get a recipe for one of the starters that we had, which is the well-known Sang Choi Bao. That is, it's usually pork, actually, minced pork in a lettuce cup, but this one has a little bit of a twist. It's made with chicken mince, and the chef's actually even put a bit of fish sauce and fresh sweet basil into it, which is a little bit unusual. Of course, there's chili oil and white pepper and bicarb soda and a bit of sugar as well. Very delicious, and you spoon that into the lettuce cups, which you...
Oh, yes,
yeah,
that's
you know,
lovely.
The lettuce cups,
yep.
So that's Chef's Gallery in Bathurst Street, Sydney, until Sunday, Chinese New Year celebration. And the service there also is really good because unlike, you know, a lot of Chinese restaurants, they tend to be a bit hit and miss. These guys, they all wear earpieces and they're microphoned up, so it's very efficient service as well.
Gee. Mm. And so is that recipe, which
yes,
recipe?
The Sang Choi Bao is on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au. And I just want to remind you that Friday week I start my after-school cooking classes from 4 to 7 p.m. so the children come along and they not only learn how to cook dead, you know. They also eat it before they go home. So end of the week relief to the parents.
What a lovely idea. Starts Friday week.
Friday week, yes. And Friday the 14th, Valentine's Day. Hmm.
Oh, yes. Also, yeah. Everything's on your website,
yeah,
which is?
Yeah, all those details are on my website, yep.
Which is?
Oh, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.